Well, Rory, that's 2 points out of two games after 3 days of travelling. Are you happy with that outcome?
No, I'm not, no. Probably internally 4 points would have been a good return. But I think pretty much everybody in Irish football knew what kind of game this was going to be tonight. Just difficult pitch, difficult conditions, them fighting for their lives, us pushing, and it was just it actually was was exactly what I thought it was going to be. So it doesn't come as any surprise, but listen, I think a point each is probably fair.
Whenever the penalty was awarded and the goal was scored, were you relieved at how quickly the squad had actually reacted? Did you come 1-0 down?
Relieved, aye, but not surprised, because they do it time and time again. But the only disappointing thing for me, I think 3 draws in our last three, and 93rd minute equaliser, 93rd minute equaliser, 86th minute equaliser, I would like us not to have an uphill task and get ourselves in front. I think Jamie McGonigal's had a brilliant chance of the game. They put us 1-0 up, and then different outlook in the game. But anyway, he stepped up and showed bravery and took his penalty away really well. And I think, as I said, the point's probably fair.
The Derry City fans in the recent months have gotten really excited about the prospect of challenging for the top three. After the results tonight, it looks like Sligo are going to cement it. But not getting top three, from my standpoint, I don't know what yours is, but it's not a bad result if we finish fourth.
No, listen, the remit when I came into the club was that we stayed in the league. We've done that. So regardless of what happens in the next two games, it's been a success, in my opinion. Obviously, results comes with expectation, which is only right. So we will do everything in our power. I can guarantee you that. They try and finish in the fourth spot, and if we don't get in the fourth spot, it won't be for the want of trying. And I think it's evident that the players go to the well, and they never give up, and they're going to have a weekend off, which is very well deserved, and recharge the batteries, and we'll prepare next week to try and beat Sligo at home in front of our own fans, and take it to the final day, and see if we can cement that fourth place.
Thank you very much, Ryan.